All right, I want to share with you something. I'm going back into the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is wise for us to memorize the whole chapter. In the Vietnamese service, we recite this almost every Sabbath, and I give a special prize for those who were able to memorize the whole 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's move to verse 7. Okay? It says, love is bear all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. We talk about bears all things, but now today we will study about love is believes all things. Believe all things. Now you're going to ask me, say, what do you mean believe all things? If I know that person lies, should I believe? If I know that person preaching the Bible is wrong, do I believe? We can go all type of question, and we can say that I would disbelieve in that person. Right? But look at this. Paul did not teach us about that. Paul cannot say that believe all things. See, Paul is talking about the relationship that we need to build within our home, our church, our workplace, is to believe in other things. I remember I went to the zoo. No, not the zoo. What do you call the SeaWorld in Senegal? And the theme they have, believe. Have you seen that? Believe, and they say they paint the picture. Believe, you believe you can do anything. I said, wow, what a powerful theme. And that's what I want to share with you. Believe is a very powerful word that you can encourage other people. Now, Paul is talking about belief, because so many relationships today that people don't believe anything. Always have prejudice on someone else because we know their past. Okay? Now, let me define this. Believe, this means believe that person tell the truth. Believe that person said he will do or she will do it. You believe. Regardless, they have failed so many times. If someone said, I believe today I will quit smoking, even though he tried many times, they couldn't quit, you still believe. Now, a lot of people say, it's dumb, how can you believe in that? They tried so many times. Well, look at this. We failed so many times and God still believe in us. Right? When God chose 12 disciples, he knows very well they will disbelieve whatever teachers Jesus said. When Jesus said John chapter 14, verse 1 say, if you believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house have mentioned. See, Jesus said, you believe. Now, that time disciples say, I don't believe that. But Jesus always asked us to just believe. Believe, this means you have not seen it, you haven't felt it, you have not understand, but you still believe. Believe is very powerful. See, because Jesus believed in his disciple, even though they failed so many times, he believed this 12 disciples would turn the world around. Now, we have to believe in other people, believe in our spouse, believe in our family, believe in our children, that things will turn around. That's what love about. Love is believing that person will change. And if you don't believe, that means you discourage people to be changed. I want to share with you something is belief very important that Paul trying to teach us. How do we exercise this? Now everything in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is exercise every single point. Okay? And we need to exercise. If we just know it and not exercise, it's just like the Pharisee. They know everything, but they don't exercise what they read. Do you believe in your parent, your children, in your spouse, in your coworker? Paul says, love is to believe all things. Now, how do you do this? First point I want to share with you here is to trust that person. Every day is to trust. There's three steps. First is to trust. Now, how can you trust? I want to share with you the Bible text here. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, that's chapter 5, verse 17. You know this text very well. First, I mean 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If that person in Christ, if that person loves Jesus Christ, that person is new every single day. All things have passed away. Now, that means if that person that you see every day, you have to trust that person is new. Now, Jesus already forgot their past. You know, Jesus forgot all the sin buried under the sea. And we should do the same every single day. I'm a born again every day. And so we have to trust that person is a new person. Even though 100 of time try to forget smoking, 100 of time forget alcohol, 100 of time try to be good, you still believe that person is new today onward. You got to trust. You got to trust that God have created that person anew. See, every single way when Jesus saw his disciple, he believed, he trusted that person is new. Because this disciple, Jesus' disciple failed every single day, but he trusted that he or she will be changed. The second point I want to share with you is, listen what they have to say. The second point to believe is to listen. Here are the Bible text, James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19 say this. James chapter 1, verse 19 say, therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak. To believe is we need to listen more than speaking. Why am I saying that? Listen, what they have to say is very important. Carefully listen. A lot of time we don't listen. We are fast to speak. That means we listen, but in our mind we prepare what we're going to say next. And so we're not truly listening. Either we object their opinion or say something even better, we're not truly listening. I give you an example. 2 weeks ago, I took my sons to a birthday party. And Joseph on the birthday party, he came back. As we came home, he coughed. And my wife and I understand, you know, when you cough, that means you must eat a lot of candy, sweet things, in order to cough. That's jumping to our mind. Say, did you eat candy today? I mean, I see a lot of candy in the pocket they bring home. I say, you must eat candy. I say, you must eat candy today, right? And he say, no, I did not. I say, how can you avoid eating candy for 3 hours when all the candy around you? And so I don't believe in him. I say, you must have. You must have. He said, no. No. And he keeps saying, no, no, so many times he started crying that I feel like, my, I disbelieve him. You see, I already have prejudice that every kid loves candy. You see, listen without prejudice. That means listen without thinking in the past. When husband and wife argue, guess what? You listen, but you say, well, you say this, but I know in the past you didn't follow through what you say. You see, you already disbelieve a minute when someone say, I say this is what I'm going to do. I say this is what I'm going to quit. You already have prejudice. Paul teaching us here that we need to believe how many things? All things. Every single thing. Remember, that person is new today. Do not dig up the past, what they had done in the past, and we start to disbelieve. If relationship built on belief, the relationship grows stronger. But if you wake up every day and you talk with your family or your co-worker and your spouse, you start disbelief, guess what? The relationship starts breaking up, right? You start fighting. You start arguing. That's what Paul's saying, that you can't argue because you don't believe. What happened to the church? Same thing. The church people, I don't believe in this. When I talk about the dream of the mission center, $1 million, people say, I don't believe you. And so when they discourage, when they say that, they start to feel discouraged. They say, that's not going to happen. Why? Because they think it's impossible. My friend, it may be impossible for you, but it's not impossible for God. We have to believe. There's a power behind of believing. That's why I want to move to the third point. The third point I want to share with you here, confirm that you always believe in what they say. Confirm does mean I believe. I believe. Now you might say, if I believe in all things, okay, this may be true. It's not that simple. What you say in confirmation, it might change someone else's life. It might change someone else's destiny. Okay? 30 years ago, it's still hung in my heart right now. And I regret because someone disbelieved. At the age of 16, I was training to run a marathon. How long is a marathon? 26.2 miles, right? I was trained. I was run every single day. Every single day. Rainy or sun or hot in Arizona, I still run. 5 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and start running. Come to the point, the farthest I can run is 17 miles. I run every morning before I go to school. I run to the desert, you know, there's no road. I keep running and running. I enjoy so much. I say, you know what, I'm going to run in this race and marathon. My heart is, I believe that I can do it. And I have a coach behind me to train me to run. He run with me, come to the point that I can run better than him, and I run with him. And so I keep running. I say, praise God, I can do it. I'm looking forward to today, 3 more months before the marathon, and I'm going to run that race. But one day, I'm tired. I say, you know what, I'm going to take a one-day break. And so he asked me when I come to the car, saw the coach, he said, did you run today? And what I say, I take a break today. Oh, he's so upset. He took my $100 shoe, you know, I bought very expensive, $100 running shoe is very expensive. He took my shoe, he threw in the trash can. I said, I do not believe you can run a marathon. He's so upset and he don't believe I can do it. And all that time I've been trusting him that he say, I believe you can do it. But when he say, I don't believe you can do it. On that day forward, I did not run. I forgot everything. In one statement of that person destroyed my dream. More than 30 years, I still regret that I did not able to run a marathon. Because just believe. When you don't believe something, you can make destiny from other people. You can change people's lives, good or bad, if you don't believe them. Same thing with your spouse, same thing husband, wife, same thing family. When you don't believe your children will be success, they will not be success. If you say you believe my spouse, my husband will never change, they will never change. You see, there's a power behind of believing. You see, when Jesus believed Peter will build his church, will turn this world around. He believed, even though Peter was betraying Jesus Christ, but he believed he can do it. My friend, today Paul tried to teach us to believe not what we are, but what we will be. God sees every one of us a feeble, a weakness, but he believed we can do it. He believed this mission center that you will use this to bring glory to him will be a lighthouse to this world. He believed in you and I. So who are we not to believe in our family and our church family? There's a power behind of believing. Because one statement of my coach has changed my life. And so what are you saying today? When someone say, I will do it, you have to confirm, I believe he can do it. See, we have to believe. Paul teaches us we have to believe. Love is believing people. It can see the potential in them. It believes that God can take the most unattractive and unworthy individual and turn the person into a masterpiece, beautiful, and grace. Jesus can take us to turn into a great warrior for him. You see, so many relationships today, so many that they don't believe. As the morning started, we start opening our mouths, I don't believe you can do this. I don't think it's possible for you to do this. You know what? You just destroy someone else's dream. What you say today will help someone or hurt someone. Let build love and build hope in someone else's life. Think positive. Encourage whatever circumstances. Encourage. Believe in all things. Believe in all things. Jesus took my life and he changed me because he believed in me. He can change you because he believes in you, can do great things for him. You know, Paul saw his church 2,000 years ago. And you think the church cannot grow, cannot witness to the world because persecution, because of weakness within the church, and there's fighting in the church. But he say, believe in all things. If God say, this is the church I will build my house, believe in it. This is my people will be evangelized to the end of the world. Just believe in it. My friend, Jesus believes in you and I. So we need to believe in each one of us and believe in ourselves that we can do it. That's what love's all about. I feel so sad that so many relationships it's breaking up because not believing it. If just we follow these steps, and I think these steps is very worthy to remember. Number one, believe your loved one, believe the one you have a relationship, that he or she is a new creation. He's always new. God saw that person new in his eye. All the sin had passed away. God forgave everything. So we should do likewise. Number two is to what? What's number two I just mentioned? Number one, trust. Number two is listen. You have to listen. Truly listen and with listen without prejudice. Okay? Listen without prejudice. The more you think about the past, you start to disbelieve. Number three is confirm what they say. Confirm, even though you have doubt, confirm. Because when you confirm, I believe in you, that person will have strength to move forward. My friend, if Jesus believes in each one of us, let us do likewise to believe our spouse, our family, our co-worker, our church member. And if we set that priority, we can grow together. Nothing can stop us. Nothing. Satan cannot do anything to us if we believe in each other. Amen? And so as we go this day forward, remember those steps. Every one of us believe all things. Believe all things. Because what you say, what you think, have given someone power to move forward. May God bless each one of you. Amen.